President Barack Obama has served half of his term in office and has tackled some tough issues to both criticism and praise. In last night's State of the Union address, he worked to bridge the gap between political parties by addressing concerns from both sides of the aisle. Floridians recently heard new Governor Rick Scott say in his inauguration speech that the best way to create jobs is to make Florida the best place to do business. Scott was not referenced in his speech, but President Obama shared similar ideas on creating jobs.
We need to out-innovate, out-educate, and out-build the rest of the world. We have to make America the best place on earth to do business. We need to take responsibility for our deficit and reform our government. That's how our people will prosper. That's how we'll win the future.
Our current economic crisis has created heated debates over possible solutions. Allison Morano is the vice chair of the Florida Democratic Party. She said President Obama is leading our country well in these hard times.
We're already seeing a jump in job growth. We're seeing a jump in the stock market. We've seen tremendous growth with the implementation of the Health Care Recovery Act. I think that all of it has come together to do what it was we elected him to do, which is to pull America up and move us towards economic recovery.
Obama ran on a platform of change and is continuing that trend. He said we are at the end of a decade of spending in excess of our budget, and it is time to stop that trend. Obama said if there are families struggling to live within their means, they deserve a government that does the same. Obama conceded to conservative ideas on budget cuts, but held his ground when it came to just what cuts he proposed.
I'm asking Congress to eliminate the billions in taxpayer dollars we currently give to oil companies. I don't know if you've noticed, but they're doing just fine on their own.
Gonzalo Lever, a teacher in Hillsborough County, was visibly and verbally elated at the mention of removing tax breaks from wealthy oil companies.
I mean, with his comment about taking away subsidies to oil companies and moving that revenue toward alternative energy development. I mean, that's including public transportation. You know, that's including alternative fuel research and development. And those are job creation. Those are job creators as well. So, you know, I think he spoke to that. I think he spoke to that smartly and eloquently. And so that was huge. That was huge that he called that out to the Republicans.
Obama also spoke about other key issues such as education. He said the Race to the Top program is a key to his plan to bring innovation to American schools. He also said it is important for teachers in this country to be respected by rewarding the good ones and by no longer making excuses for those that are unsuccessful. But Obama said the biggest key to academic success for young minds is the responsibility of the family. Hillsborough County Democratic Party Chair Christopher Mitchell said he supports Obama's plans, but is concerned that the state politicians may inhibit his progress.
This Republican governor and legislature is going to go after teachers who obviously tonight Obama said we need more teachers. We need to support them. They are the people that build this nation. And we need to stand up as a community and say that we need to support them, not pass legislation that harms the teachers, which in essence harms our children and our way for us to move forward as a country.
On infrastructure development, Obama was applauded by listeners when he said transit needs to be brought into the 21st century. Communications director for the Hillsborough County Democratic Party, Nick Zatezlo, said he hopes state politicians will recognize the benefits of high-speed rail in Florida.
Well, of course, the high-speed rail here in Tampa was a huge thing, and last year he was here the day after to announce that and get it going. And unfortunately, our governor has decided that he doesn't like the jobs that Obama's offering and the money that he's going to be pumping into our community. And hopefully Obama can discuss that and ratify that situation and convince Mr. Scott that jobs are good for our economy and that we should have them right away.
Other key topics in the evening's address involved the president's controversial health care plan that has been infamously named Obamacare by opposing conservatives. Obama said everything can be improved and promised to explore further possibilities. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin.